Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday, March 12th. This is Michael Collins Piper Live. This is not a re-recorded or pre-recorded broadcast. I am here with you live. I was the odd, ladies and gentlemen, Friday evening, I couldn't talk. I felt completely fine except for the voice, except for the fact that I could barely speak. You know, this crazy weather here in Washington, one day I tell you it's cold, one day I tell you it's warm. Well, believe me, that's the kind of weather we have in Washington. And right now it's warm in Washington. And you know, the problem with that is when it gets warm in Washington, that's when all the bodies that are buried start rotting. That putrid smell of all the bodies that are buried here in the nation's capital start to rot. And the only problem with that is that all the people who buried the bodies get away with it. And the rest of us, the poor schmucks, to borrow a Yiddish phrase, us poor schmucks who just pay the bills and finance these criminals, we have to put up with the stench. I was beginning to think maybe a curse had been put on me by the Wicked Witch of the Midwest, the big bad mama of the DeGuello gang, that leather-bound Grand Duchess of the Coprophilic Connection, Helia Brand Caskell. Well, as you know, I rely upon natural cures and a little bit of a hot bath and some garlic and some olive oil. Kind of worked. You can tell my voice is back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here to talk. I'm going to talk quite a bit tonight about a lot of little things that have popped up in the press that when it all ties together, you get the big picture on what's really happening in this country. So many things to comment on, ladies and gentlemen. We will take calls later in the hour, but like I said, I have so many little items to pass on to you, and as I say, it's little anecdotes that I think pull it all together. Well, yesterday's Washington Post reports 3,186 have been killed in Iraq. That's Americans in the U.S. military. 23,924 wounded. Wounded in a war that need not and should not have been fought. Well, speaking of wars, you know, we're fighting this war against terrorism. The Washington Post reports today that, guess what? It's becoming more and more tough for the people who are in charge of fighting the war on terrorism to figure out who the would-be Islamic terrorists are. According to the Post, with new plots surfacing every month, police across Europe are arresting significant numbers of women, teenagers, white-skinned suspects, and people baptized as Christians. Groups that in the past were considered among the least likely to embrace Islamic radicalism. Well, you know, that's interesting, folks. It just goes to show you that terrorism is homegrown, any way you cut it, and you can't fight a war against terrorism precisely because of the fact that the war against terrorism is ever more likely to provoke more terrorism. But, of course, our great minds in the White House, well, they know that, folks. I shouldn't make it sound like they're stupid because they're not stupid. They know precisely what they're doing. And the very fact that the authorities on terrorism are now saying that that terrorism goes beyond those dark-skinned Muslim men under 25 just says to me that this is another tactic by the internationalists, by the New World Order crowd, by the Zionists, whatever you want to call them. It is a new tactic by them to expand their targets, to say that everybody is a potential terrorist. That's what's up here, folks. You know, they want to be able to say that fat, middle-aged white men like Michael Collins Piper are potential terrorists. They want to say that good-looking hunks like John Stadtmiller are terrorists. They want to say that, you know, everybody's a terrorist, folks. This is what we're up against. Stay tuned for more, ladies and gentlemen.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing in nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headache Stay Gone, the all-natural cure for headaches. It is an all-natural blend of herbs and vitamins that cures and prevents headaches. And you know what? You can check them out on the internet at headachestaygone.com or give them a call at 1-800-327-0727. And folks, I'm going to give you that number again later here in the hour, so get your pen and paper handy. You may want to take that number down. I'm also going to mention a couple books that may be of interest to you. You may want to read for your own purposes. Now, during the break, I've been talking about the weather here in Washington, which is an amazing part of Washington. The weather changes all the time, and my producer here in RBN was telling me that there was a law passed in Texas a few years ago that required you to get a permit in the state of Texas before you do anything to try to control the weather. Now, of course, if there is no technology to control the weather, then there would be no need for such a law. And of course, we do know that the technology is there, but over and over again, folks, I hear people saying, oh, these crazy right-wing extremists, these patriots, these nationalists, they believe that the government is trying to control the weather. Well, it might not be the government, folks. It might be private interests. Who knows? But the point is, the technology is there. I know people who've been involved in the technology. I know people in foreign governments who are interested in the technology. The technology is there. It ain't a conspiracy theory. It's a fact. And you know, that's the point. So many of these facts about so many things can be found, you know, if you look in the right places. And this is what I always say, you know, we need to research. We need to look at all possible sources. Well, a couple news notes, many news notes I want to run by you here just because I find them interesting. And as I say, they just all tie together. In Switzerland, a Turkish politician has been found guilty of denying that mass killings of Armenians by Ottoman Turks in 1915 amounted to genocide. Well, this news note in the Washington Post points out that's the first such conviction under Swiss law, in other words, for denying the Armenian Holocaust. Well, as I pointed out to, you know, the Israelis, who are now allied with the Turkish government, they have fought tooth and nail against resolutions and statements in this country referring to the Armenian Holocaust, because, of course, the Israelis want to have their own Holocaust in Europe during World War II. So isn't that interesting? Well, the Post says that's the first such conviction under Swiss law. They seem to forget that there have been many, many other good, otherwise law-abiding people who have been convicted and sentenced to jail in Switzerland for, quote-unquote, denying the Holocaust. Well, get a load of this. The Iraqi trial judge who sentenced Saddam Hussein to death has asked for asylum in Britain. He shouldn't get asylum, folks. He should get the noose. Terrible, terrible thing what he did to Saddam Hussein. Now, speaking of the Holocaust, I am no authority on the Holocaust. I've written about the Holocaust. I've written and spoken about it, but I don't consider myself an authority on it. But kind of interesting, here in the Washington Times today, there's a big article, Archives Detail Horrors of Nazi Death Marches. Well, it says here that they ordered 20,000 prisoners transferred from Buchenwald to Dachau and Flossenbürg, noting that the other camps were, quote-unquote, overcrowded. This was at the very end of the war. Well, I guess, folks, my immediate question here is if the Nazis were so determined to slaughter 6 million Jews, why were the other camps overcrowded? If there had been this massive policy to murder Jews in a systematic fashion by the German government. It says, in the 1944-45 winter, the Nazis began emptying the concentration camps and destroying their records, partly to cover up their crimes. And yet now, we're hearing in other reports that there are massive numbers of German records that are still in existence, which detail the mechanism of death, as they put it. Well, either the records are there or they were destroyed. Now, I'm getting confused, folks. Now, I hear in January of 1945, they report 60,000 prisoners were herded in groups, several thousand at a time, from the Auschwitz extermination camp in January of 1945. Now, that's a lot of work to take out 60,000 people. I shouldn't use the term take out. Transfer 60,000 people, folks. Now, if Auschwitz was an extermination camp, it seems to me that if it was so effective as we have been reportedly told, then the Germans would have had a very easy time in shooting or gassing or burning or bludgeoning 60,000 people if their process was such a machine of death as we're told. Now, see, these are just little items in a very long story, folks, and I look at them, and it just seems to me that there are some contradictions here. There are far more, there are brilliant analysts such as Jürgen Graf, Germar Rudolph, many, many others, too numerous to name, people who have emerged in the last 10 years who are real authorities on the Holocaust, and these are the things that have been analyzed by by people such as Jürgen Graf, Carlo Mattagno, many, many other people. They've written on these things, folks. But as I say, just in your basic news stories, you can start reading things into them and realize that there is much more to the story. But, you know, if I were to make these comments on German soil or on Swiss soil or Italian soil or even in Canada, folks, I could go to jail. I could go to jail for saying these things, folks, and so could you. Not just me, not just Mike Piper, because Mike Piper has a radio show and because Mike Piper writes evil books that the Anti-Defamation League doesn't like. No, even you, you who are out there, you accountants, you firemen, you policemen, you farmers, you ranchers, anybody and his brother. That's why we have to be concerned about the First Amendment, folks. You know, they are determined to put an end to the First Amendment here. They're determined to put an end to freedom of speech. They're determined to prevent us from investigating further. Many, many, many issues, not just the Holocaust, folks, and I don't even mean to focus on the Holocaust. Well, good news from Britain. Kind of a reversal here. A British panel of judges has ruled that a jury must deliver the verdict on the inquest into the 1997 death in Paris of Princess Diana and Dodi Al-Fayed. That's interesting, folks. It is a victory because they previously were saying that it would be in the hands of a judge. And you know what happens when something gets into the hands of a judge and not a jury? Well, there is a jury victory for Mohammed Al-Fayed. And as I've noted before, it was none other than anti-Zionist Jewish American attorney Mark Lane, my friend, longtime attorney for the Spotlight, Mark Lane, anti-Zionist attorney Mark Lane, who has worked with Mohammed Al-Fayed, the daughter of Princess Di's boyfriend, Dodi Al-Fayed. And if Mark Lane were a Zionist, I somehow doubt that Egyptian billionaire Mohammed Al-Fayed would have ever worked with Mark Lane. Puts an end to that myth that some people were circulating that Mark Lane is somehow a Zionist. Mark Lane is anti-Zionist. How many times do I have to say it, folks? Well, the American Jewish Committee has bought an advertisement in The Nation magazine, which The Nation magazine has been anti-war for a long, long time. They say that American Jewish Committee survey reveals that two-thirds of American Jews now believe the Iraq War was a mistake. It is time to act. We ask you to join in calling on our government to bring safely home all American troops from Iraq. This exodus should be completed by 9/11. Well, I want to congratulate the American Jewish Committee survey. Although this is not actually an advertisement from the American Jewish Committee. That's what makes this interesting, folks. The American Jewish Committee is saying that two-thirds of American Jews believe the Iraq War was a mistake. But, folks, the American Jewish Committee, although it has this survey, they're putting out this information, the fact is the same American Jewish Committee has indeed been buying full-page advertisements calling for the United States to go to war against Iran, for all intents and purposes, that is. The group that bought this advertisement, the Shalom Center, apparently it's a American Jewish peace organization, they have turned the tables on the American Jewish Committee and pointed out, at least according to this survey, that two-thirds of American Jews now believe the Iraq War was a mistake. Well, it is time to bring the troops home. I agree with the Shalom Center. Congratulations to the Shalom Center for urging the troops be brought home, because that is indeed what should happen. They should be brought home, ladies and gentlemen. And they shouldn't be brought home to be prepared to enter into a war against Iran. Now, we have a break coming up here, folks. And when we come back, a little bit more about some other things. This is Michael Collins Piper, coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network, courtesy of Headaches Dagon, the all-natural cure for headaches. Get your pen and paper out, folks. I'm going to give you that number where you can call them.
C Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from warm and windy Washington, D.C., headquarters of American Free Press. The latest issue of American Free Press came out this week, folks. Finally got a copy of it. Didn't really get a chance to see it before they sent it to the printer. Headline, China floats plan to run the St. Lawrence River. Headline, Mexican truck invasion. Pilot plan to allow Mexican truckers free reign of U.S. roads countered. Headline, top neo-con man says Iran's a threat. Admiral Fallon says he'll pick a fight with Iran if that's what makes his bosses happy. The March 19th issue of American Free Press, folks. If you haven't seen the hard copy issue, get a free copy by calling American Free Press at... I was going to give the call-in number here for this network. The American Free Press number is 888-699-NEWS, 888-699-NEWS. Now I'm going to give you the 800 number as promised for my sponsor, Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone toll-free number is 800-327-0727. That's 1-800-327-0727. Well, before the break, folks, talking about the fact that Thank God for the Shalom Center calling for the withdrawal from Iraq. Thank God for the Shalom Center. Good for them. But, of course, we do have the American Jewish Committee and AIPAC, which just met here, I should say, in Washington over the weekend. We saw politicians tripping over themselves, you know, announcing their fealty to Israel. What's very interesting, you know, now the Zionists are trying to say that, oh, well, we had nothing to do with getting the United States into the war in Iraq. Well, let me take you back to January 28, 1991, folks, when we first got involved in Iraq. Not this second Iraq war, but the first Iraq war, which we call the Persian Gulf War. Here's an article from the Wall Street Journal. I'm going to read parts of it to you, folks. It was by David Rogers of the staff of the Wall Street Journal. The headline was "Pro-Israel Lobbyists Quietly Backed Resolution Allowing Bush to Commit U.S. Troops to Combat." The story reads, "When Congress debated going to war with Iraq, the pro-Israel lobby stayed in the background but not out of the fight. Leaders of the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee now acknowledge it worked in tandem with the Bush administration," that's the first Bush administration, "to win passage of a resolution authorizing the president to commit U.S. troops to combat. The behind-the-scenes campaign avoided AIPAC's customary high profile in the Capitol and relied instead on activists, calling sometimes from Israel itself to contact lawmakers and build on public endorsements by major Jewish organizations." Yes, we were active, says AIPAC Director Thomas Dine. "These are the great issues of our time. If you sit on the sidelines, you have no voice." In the end, pro-Israel lawmakers were divided on the vote, but the lobby's influence nonetheless was crucial, especially in helping the White House pick up Democratic support. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, that's the Wall Street Journal, folks. Not a hate sheet, not an anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist publication. That's the Wall Street Journal of January 28th, 1991. And now we have people insisting that, oh, no, Israel and the Israeli lobby have nothing to do with the United States going to war anywhere. I'm telling you, talk about chutzpah. Well, I was cruising around here on the Internet the other day, and I saw a story about Gary Webb, the columnist for the reporter for the newspaper in California, who did the stories about the CIA's role in the crack trade. You know, and Gary Webb died mysteriously. Some say some believe the official story that he committed suicide. Other people say he was murdered. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about Gary Webb when we come back here, folks. I think I've told this story on the air before, but it bears repeating because I think this story that I'm going to tell you when we come back goes to show you that there are a lot of myths or maybe misinformation. I wouldn't call it disinformation. I would just say misinformation circulating on the web about the death of Gary Webb and what he was or was not doing vis-a-vis the issue of the United States involvement, the U.S. government's involvement in the drug trade. You know, President Bush is down there in Central America, right, or in South America, making these grand speeches about fighting the drug war. Well, don't forget, folks, it was the CIA of which his father, former President George Bush, was the director, which played a major part, yes, indeed, in the importation of drugs into the United States in concert with American domestic criminal organizations that distributed the drugs. So, and of course, and as we pointed out on this program before, a lot of the drug money has been actually laundered through some of these Las Vegas casinos that worked in tandem with the CIA and, dare I say it, Israel's Mossad. When we come back, more about Gary Webb and more about some other things. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, headquarters of American Free Press. Check out American Free Press, folks. Good publication.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Folks, before we went to the break, I was talking about the strange death, or maybe not so strange death, of Gary Webb. And, you know, Gary Webb did good things by exposing the CIA's role in the crack trade. But, you know, the fact is that revelations about the CIA's involvement in the importation of cocaine and heroin go back really to the late 1960s and early 70s, there was a book, The Politics of Heroin, which I quote extensively in my own book, Final Judgment. That book, very, very interesting book. It's been reissued several times in recent years under a similar name. But in any case, that book, The Politics of Heroin, detailed all that. Well, you know, I'll tell you something. Back in the 1970s, early 1980s, and beyond, the Spotlight newspaper, through our very real star correspondent, our chief foreign correspondent, Andrew St. George, who was very well connected internationally, particularly in Latin America, Andrew was doing a lot of stories on the drug trade and the involvement in the CIA, and in particular, the involvement of the Mossad. The Mossad was always on the ground in Latin America, involved in the drug trade. But this is something, of course, that was widely suppressed in the American press whenever, on whatever few given occasions, the American press dared to touch on the role of the Mossad in all this. Well, what's interesting, and I'm repeating a story that was told to me personally by Andrew St. George regarding Gary Webb. Now, after Andrew had heard about Gary Webb's series in that paper on the West Coast, the name of which escapes me at the moment, Andrew arranged to meet Mr. Webb in a deli in New York City. And Mr. Webb sat down with Andrew St. George, and they compared notes on a wide variety of things. And then Andrew introduced the subject of the Mossad and the Mossad role in the drug trade out of South America. And Mr. Webb said to him, well, I could never write about that. If I ever wrote about that, I would lose my job. And at that juncture, Mr. Webb got up from the table and departed. He would have absolutely nothing to do with discussing the subject any further. He practically fled from the deli. Now, I don't mean to downgrade Mr. Webb, since he is presumably in heaven. But the point is this, folks, there have been people writing on the internet suggesting that perhaps Mr. Webb was murdered because he was about to reveal the Mossad connection to the drug trade in South America. Based upon Mr. Webb's reaction to what Andrew St. George dared to say in a private conversation in a deli in New York City, I just seriously doubt that Mr. Webb had suddenly had some great conversion and had suddenly decided to go all out and expose the Mossad role in the drug trade. I just don't think that's the case, folks. And again, it all comes back to this situation of speculation. You know, I mean, we're all guilty of speculating, and there's nothing wrong with speculation. But here is a story that, well, it's not firsthand, it's secondhand in this case. But here's a story which is something that has never been cranked into the equation in the discussion of Gary Webb. So Gary Webb did a good job at what he was doing, but as far as him ever having told the big story, I kind of doubt it, folks. Maybe he was murdered. Maybe he committed suicide, but I don't think it had anything to do with the idea that he was about to expose the Mossad role in the drug trade. Now, speaking of drugs, you know, I always like to mention the subject of alternative medicine, and I mentioned how I used some garlic here over the weekend to cure a little bit of laryngitis. Some garlic and some olive oil and some lemon juice and, you know, and a little bit of honey. It tastes like hell, but it works. Well, just today, folks, this is funny. You know, the other day I told you how I ran into a woman at my accountant's office who uses alternative medicine. Well, today, having lunch, I ran into an American Indian woman, and we got talking about alternative medicine. And she told me an interesting story, folks, about garlic. During one of the world wars, the British, and I can't remember, folks, I should have made a note of this. I don't know if it was the First World War or the Second World War. Might have even been the Crimean War, folks, I don't know. And in any case, in one of these major wars, the British ran short on penicillin. And guess what they started using to treat the wounds from battle? Guess what they were wrapping the wounded people in? They were wrapping them in garlic. Garlic, folks. The big drug companies can't get a patent on garlic, folks. Yes, the British were using garlic, and guess what, folks? It turns out that a lot of those people who were treated with garlic rather than with penicillin, when they were in the process of recovery and when their wounds were healing, they found more often than not that there was less scarring. Interesting. Just plain old garlic, folks, and yet there are so many people out there who dismiss alternative cures, natural cures. Don't dismiss them because they work. And one of those natural cures is headache stay gone, and I'm going to give you that number again. It's 1-800-327-0727. Well, I should have got a headache, folks, over the weekend when I checked my email and I got some surprising news. I even hate to bring this up, but I must bring it up. I was so disappointed to hear from one of our listeners that on Thursday night, I wasn't here, of course, Friday night, on Thursday night after I left the program, Rick Adams, on the hour that followed, had as his guest Christopher Boleyn, that rather unusual figure from the DiGuello gang, and that Mr. Boleyn expressed shock and dismay that American Free Press, or rather that I, yours truly, your host here on this hour, had said some negative things about Mr. Boleyn based upon some information passed on to us by a private investigator. Well, folks, I stand by those remarks, and as I keep saying, folks, the story, the full story has yet to be told, and I fully intend to tell it. We had a caller, Jeff from Vermont, one of our good callers, who expressed some concerns about time being wasted on the subject, but quite the contrary, folks, the very fact that Rick gave Christopher airtime, I think, was a real mistake. And I don't like to criticize Rick Adams, but you know, the fact is this, that we have found out that there are some very real concerns about the stories that Christopher Boleyn gave us for American Free Press over the past several years, not to mention his infamous Sam Danner story, which was created out of the whole cloth, apparently. You know, it's our responsibility to say, hey, look, you know, we made a mistake, and, you know, the stories are exciting, the stories are sensational, but if the stories are not true, and the source of the stories has shown behavior patterns that cause very real concerns, we're obligated to say something about it. And, you know, the DiGuello gang, they have been attacking the Republic Broadcasting Network. They even said that the folks at Republic Broadcasting were part of the conspiracy to set up and bring down Christopher Boleyn. And we had Daryl Bradford Smith celebrating on the Boleyn-Hoffschmidt smear website, celebrating what they thought was the demise of the Republic Broadcasting Network. So, you know, like I say, folks, the full story has yet to be told. I don't have time to put together all the details at this time, but I guarantee you, folks, when all the details come out, it's going to be a very ugly story and a very interesting story. Now, speaking of ugly and interesting, I'm going to tell you about a new book by an Israeli writer named Yossi Melman, very well-known Israeli writer. He's written a book about Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran. The Nuclear Sphinx of Tehran is the title of the book. Now, as I say, he's an Israeli author, very well-known author, and of course, he doesn't tell you everything in his book, but he does tell you a lot of interesting things, folks. And, you know, I tell you this, the book is, 285 pages, including footnotes and index, etc., has a lot of interesting details about Ahmadinejad. First of all, just a few little items I wanted to pass on here. In 1975, Ahmadinejad sat down with approximately 150,000 other students in Iran for these very strong and severe academic tests. Out of roughly 150,000 people, Ahmadinejad's score was the 132nd highest. He came in 132nd out of about 150,000. Well, at the very least, folks, that just goes to show you that at least from an academic standpoint, Ahmadinejad ain't no slouch. In his college days, folks, the groups that he was associated with engaged in fist fights with Marxist students outside the university gates. Ahmadinejad, folks, is an anti-communist. And guess what, folks? They had a big earthquake in Iran in 1997 when Ahmadinejad was the governor general of a new province. When we saw what George Bush hasn't done, this great leader, this this wonderful George W. Bush. We've seen what he hasn't done in New Orleans. Well, within 9 months, Ahmadinejad oversaw the reconstruction of 7,500 housing units. Now, these are facts about Ahmadinejad coming from an Israeli writer. I mean, even this Israeli writer has to acknowledge Ahmadinejad's strong points. They say that Ahmadinejad was probably the only mayor of Tehran who never took a holiday. He forfeited his mayor's salary, saying that he preferred to live teaching on a salary teaching part-time at a university. He said, that's enough. Why should I receive the mayor's salary? I work for the government, that is, as a teacher at a university, and he says, I get wages. Ahmadinejad, you know, truly can be called a populist, folks. And, you know, I'll tell you what, a few months ago, I got a phone call from a friend of mine, a devout Catholic, who is Zionist-wise, but still has a lot to learn about this controversial issue. And he was screaming into the phone that he had just heard that Ahmadinejad was waiting for the arrival of the 12th Imam. And when the 12th Imam came, the world was going to go to war. And this was Armageddon, and oh, how awful. Ahmadinejad was a warmonger, he said. Well, you know, it's interesting. Yossi Melman, in his book about Ahmadinejad, points out the story of the Messiah is shared by all three monotheistic religions, Christianity, Judaism, and Islam. They have different perceptions of the Messiah. Yet, he points out, and this is interesting, folks, there is at least one common denominator. In all the religions, the coming of the Messiah is associated with colossal war. Now, what's interesting, folks, you know, I never thought about that, but it's a very interesting point. You know, Christianity and Judaism are waiting for the Messiah, but in the mass media in America, the fact that Islam is waiting for the Messiah is considered a bad thing. Well, according to this tradition in Islam, this tradition of the 12th Imam, who's known as the Mahdi, probably pronounced Mahdi, M-A-H-D-I, it says that the Mahdi will appoint someone as his deputy to carry out the 12th Imam's work on earth. Guess who Islamic tradition says that the Mahdi will appoint as his deputy? I ought to do a quiz question on this, folks. I'm going to read it to you directly from this Israeli writer's book. The Mahdi will appoint Jesus Christ as his deputy. In other words, folks, the Muslims incorporate Jesus Christ into their recognition of a Messiah. Isn't that interesting? I mean, these are the kind of things that you can find buried in the pages of 285-page books. Take note of this. Last week on this program, I mentioned that the Savak of the Shah of Iran, I said that the Savak was basically a creation of Israel's intelligence service, the Mossad, and of the CIA. Well, according to this Israeli writer, Yossi Melman, very well-known Israeli correspondent, he quotes Eliezer Safirer, a former Mossad official, saying, to a certain degree, we, that is the Mossad, were the masters of Savak. Folks, when Mike Piper says that Savak was a creation of the Mossad, people say Mike Piper is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theorist. Well, Mike Piper is here to quote an Israeli writer of some renown, of great renown, quoting a former Mossad official saying that, yes, to a certain degree, we were the masters of Savak. Ain't it interesting, folks? We hear about the alleged Iranian attack on the Israeli embassy in Argentina some years ago. That's constantly dragged out in the press. What we don't know is that the alleged Iranian attack was conducted in retaliation for the Israeli assassination of Abbas Mousavi, the first leader of Hezbollah. again, this part is left out in the mass media. And listen to this, folks, from an Israeli writer. Ahmadinejad has never explicitly said that Iran or any other entity should use nuclear weapons against Israel. He has talked of wiping Israel off the face of the earth, but, this Israeli writer notes, in the sense of requiring Jews to leave Palestine and return to their countries of origin. There you go, folks. That's not Mike Piper's interpretation. And get a load of this. The likelihood that Iran would hand over nuclear weapons to terrorists is even slimmer. That's a renowned Israeli writer, folks. That's not Mike Piper talking here. Well, we're going to the break. Stay tuned.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we busted a few myths here in the last few minutes, courtesy of an Israeli writer, Yossi Melman. Of course, most Americans, unless they listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, are never going to hear that stuff. They're not going to run out and pay what I pay for this book, $25 or $30. I just paid a royalty to an Israeli author, ladies and gentlemen. Take note of that. Most people are not going to read that book. They're going to hear the screaming headlines. Well, we have a few callers here. I think we can squeeze one in, and that will probably be Jim from Texas, if Jim is still there. Jim, are you there?
I'm waiting patiently, Mike.
How are you doing, Jim?
It's a good thing you brought up the Holocaust tonight, because I think all your listeners, to get a really good idea of what this is all about, ought to really go out and get Elie Wiesel's book, Night, which is published in 1946 or 47, where his claim, and this was at Auschwitz, his claim is that they weren't gassed, they weren't electrocuted, they weren't parboiled, they didn't have pedal-driven brain-bashing machines, they didn't have diesel engine going into a room to kill them. His claim was they had burning pits, and they marched them up, and they just stepped right off into the pits. And not only that, but they had a smaller pit for the children. Now,
well,
Mike,
Jim, you know what's interesting about that book? It has been subsequently reprinted, and on the website, Alexander Coburn, on his website, someone wrote an analysis of that book some months ago, and they point out that that the various editions of that book from various languages have varied in very specific details. So Mr. Wiesel has not even been able to keep his story straight in the various editions of his own book.
Liars can never keep their story straight. For instance, he states that in January 1945, him and his father, both in Auschwitz, were both in a German hospital being cured. Now, get this, two Jewish prisoners in a German hospital being cured. One of them had a broken ankle or something, I forget what the other one was, but they were both in the hospital. They offered their choice: stay here and let the Russians take care of you, or march with us. And they both chose to go with the Germans. Now, would you choose to go with somebody that marched you up to a burning pit three times, is what he claimed? Not once, not twice, three times he was marched up to a burning pit, and for some unknown reason he was turned away at the last minute. Now, who would march anybody up to a burning pit and then turn them away to go back in the barracks?
Well, you know, I tell you what, if I was marching my enemies up to a burning pit, I guarantee you they would go into the flames and they would burn.
There would be one hell of a fight, at least, at the very least.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You take somebody in with you, nobody would deliberately march into it. And that's how stupid their lies are. But nobody's allowed to discuss that.
I tell you, Jim, what's interesting about this whole thing with the Holocaust is that, you know, when you consider the fact that, look, hundreds of thousands of people who were uprooted from their homes during World War II. In the case of the Jews, it was very deliberately directed by the German government. That's an unfortunate thing. That's bad enough as it is. But then we get all these stories told by Elie Wiesel and others that are just absolutely not true, that magnify what was an unfortunate situation in the first place. And then they use it for political ends. That's wrong.
Not only untrue, it's nonsense.
Well, that's exactly right. All right, well, the hour is coming to a close, and I'm amazed that I was able to talk my way through it, but that's the magic of garlic. That's the magic of natural cures, folks, and one that you need to check out is Headache Stay Gone. All right, stay tuned. Listen to Rick Adams. He's got a good show. I just hope he doesn't soil it by having nonsense artists on like Christopher Boleyn. Thanks for listening, folks. Have a good evening.
You got headaches?